96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
I'm not afraid to take a stand, Everybody, come take my hand, We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to ZLive. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon. So glad you can join us. I do not take instructions from politicians. Quote, instructions from politicians, end quote, said by the Commissioner of Police of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. We're going to talk about that today again. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon. If you want to give us a call at all, the numbers to do so are 323-6232, 323-6232, or 325-4316, 325-4316, or 325-4259, 325-4259. You can also text us on 422-4796, that's 422-4796, or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043, that's 439-3043. We are, of course, live on Cable Bahamas, Channel 969. That's the way my mother listens to the show, even though she's been getting a little interrupted lately doing some necessary to be done, like Michelle Well. You can also catch us on BTC Flow Channel 612. That's BTC Flow Channel 612. I have to tell you, I have so many things to unpack today that, you know, maybe we end up finishing the unpacking tomorrow, maybe even, because the very interesting development taking place. You know, I look at these issues that are occurring in the Bahamas sometimes, and you can get engrossed in the details of it, and there are important details to be engrossed in, and you can get caught up in the, you know, the debate and argument about it. And those debates and arguments are important. But I like to take a bird's eye view of that to see whether we are getting the essential fundamental principle point that could guide us forward in new matters as they arise. And this issue with the DNA is a godsend politically for the DNA. Not so much because I believe it's going to bring them votes or greater support, but because I believe it's elevating their profile to a place where it has not been before. And so that's good politics. They listen to me. That is, and some of y'all get scared of politics. Y'all get like politics is altogether a bad word. Well, that's too bad, too sad for you. Right? If you are a politician, you do politics. If you live in a polity, which the country is, you do politics. If you are a voter, you do politics. If you are somebody seeking to be elected, you are in politics, for the word. And I do not understand our acuteness with this thing called partisanship. I listened to Omar Smith on Juan McCartney's show just now, talking about partisanship. Omar Smith is a DNA. Hubert Minnis is a FNM. Arinthia Kumalafe is an FNM. Brave Davis is a PLP. They are all partisans. They all believe that their grouping is best for the country. What are we talking about? So it's okay for you to be partisan, but it's not okay if someone else expresses a view that even might be partisan against you. I mean, come on, let's get real. Let's be sensible. Let's be reasonable, okay? So let's stop trying to pretend about life. Life is political. In the manipulation of power, in the search for power, in the attempt to maintain power, politics is part of relationships. And it is a naivety, an absolute insanity, an illusion to suggest and to think that we live in a world that has no partisanship. I'm a line. I belong to the Lang family. I'm partisan toward Langs. Okay? My grandfather was a Francis. I'm partisan toward Francis's. My mother was a Hepburn. I got the partisanship there too. Okay? I'm a Christian. I'm partisan toward Christianity. I'm a Bahamian. I'm partisan toward Bahamas. And it's food and it's culture and all kinds of things. What I don't do is, I don't allow my partisanship to make it impossible for me to say to the FNM, as an example, to which I belonged for a long time, to say to the FNM, you're wrong on that point. You're wrong on that score. Or to say to the Progressive Liberal Party, that's a very good point you hit just now. Or to the DNA, that's a very good point you hit just now. So stop. If you are in politics, you're a politician. Omar Smith is a politician. Aretha Komalafe is a politician. Dr. Hubert Minnis is a politician. Bray Davis is a politician. And every single candidate, every single parliamentarian is a politician in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. So if politicians are corrupt, if that's what you think, you as a politician, what you ought to do is so educate the public that you can have them understand and appreciate the craft in which you operate, appreciate the medium of your public service, so that they don't carry on ignorantly about your craft in a way that doesn't make sense. Yeah, I'm sorry. If I said Aretha Komalafe is an FNM, I'm sorry. I meant Olympia. Aretha Komalafe is a DNA. Yes, we know that. She's the leader of the DNA. And I think anyone who listens to my show will know I'm a fan. I am a fan of Aretha Komalafe. I happen to believe that she is very articulate. I believe that she has enormous leadership potential. And I happen to believe that, but for the party she is now a part of, any third party in the Bahamas, I think she could very well be a significant player in the politics of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas in terms of an actual run at governance. That's my belief, right? And so I'm not about to have a dialogue about whether she is right or she is wrong in terms of her being a political leader in the country or not, but you can, political leaders can make decisions that are wrongheaded. That's a fact. I made some, Ingram made some, Christie made some, Penland made some, and plenty of my colleagues and us made some. You live and you learn. Right? But I'm really just saying, man, y'all stop it. And some of you who call these shows, talking like you're talking about it, this ain't political, etc. You're a partisan. A partisan. You are a FNM or a PLP or a DNA or some other A. You're a partisan. Partisan means that you have a preference for a particular part of a whole. And you're a partisan. Some of y'all who are trying to play cute, pretending not to be partisan, you know you're partisan in your heart. You know it. But what's wrong with that? What's wrong with that? It is to me an enormous sign of not knowing that you think something is wrong with being partisan. All right, the idea is if you're partisan, and you need the help of people who are partisan in a different way, is that your negotiating skills influences them to work with you to get things done. And we have seen that happen in this country. Alfred Sayers beat me in Fort Charlotte in 2002. A few days later, Alfred Sayers and I had lunch at East Villa to talk about what I had been doing in the constituency and about some other matters. He was still a PLP and I was still an FNM. And we still preferred our two sides. So I'm not, I think this notion of partisanship and all that kind of stuff, man, please, you know, catch yourself. Your prime minister who has to govern the whole country is a partisan man, he's an FNM. And every other prime minister was so. All right, anyway. So, please, says, I do not take instructions from politicians, end quote. This is according to an article in the Nassau Guardian entitled 5 Hours in Custody, written by Jasper Ward. The Commissioner of Police is quoted as saying, I do not take instructions from politicians, end quote. Okay. Every Bahamian who hears the Commissioner of Police say that should at first be relieved. Let me say it again. It should be a relief to every Bahamian on first hearing that from the Commissioner of the Police, the head of our constabulary, the man in charge of the enforcement of the laws of the Commonwealth, in charge, responsible for the pursuit of criminals in the Bahamas, a man in charge of executing the security and policing of our state, says, I don't take instructions from politicians. That should bring you relief. If you believe him, that should bring you relief. Why? Because it means that he understands that in law, he has a responsibility that is not attached to the instructions given by a politician. Meaning, if you run the red light and his officers see you run the red light, and they are in pursuit of you, and they stop you, and they seek to charge you with running the light, he knows that there's no MP, no senator, no cabinet minister, and no prime minister who can call him up and say, listen, your man, stop my man, or stop my woman, because they ran the red light, kill that. He's saying that can't happen, that shouldn't happen. And that should bring you relief. Now, some of y'all don't want that relief. You know why? Because you want your prime minister, you want your cabinet minister, you want your MP, you want your senator to be able to call up the commissioner and say, child, you know, let that slide. Let that slide. See, because for some of us, it's only bad when it is bad not for us. If it's bad for somebody else, they don't care. But if it's bad for me, I don't want that. So some of us we want, and the history of this country has been that some of us have wanted politicians to intervene in our affairs to get us out of messes in relation to government. And we have wanted the politicians to call the commissioner and wake awake for us. This commissioner is saying, I don't take instructions from politicians. Now, hear what he said though. I don't take instructions. And he said it in a way, what he said, it allows room for, yes, a politician could come and talk to me. Yes, a politician could come and give me advice. Yes, a politician could come and give me an argument, give me a case. But what a politician cannot do is say, commissioner, you are to free that person. Commissioner, you are to lock up that person. Commissioner, he's saying, I don't do that. And he said, in respect of the DNA matter, there's nothing political about it. Now, see, here's where life is all about trust. It's all about trust. If you don't, if you believe it's political, if the commissioner says it's not, you believe the commissioner is a liar, period. Don't give me no excuses, no bunch of talk. Don't call me up running on with no nonsense. If you believe that the DNA situation is political and the commissioner says, in quote, there's nothing political about it, then you have just said the man in charge of the policing in the country, the constabulary of the country, is a liar. That's it. And you have to make up your mind. What do you believe? See, this is where trust is the issue. Is the commissioner lying when he says it wasn't political? If the DNA leader says she believes it's political, and a deputy DNA chairman says he believes it's political, they are saying the commissioner lied. They are saying they believe the commissioner is lying. Because the commissioner says there's nothing political about it, end quote. Now, if someone says the way the commissioner handled this was overbearing, too delayed, looks curious, all of those things are totally within the realm of possibility and does not mean that the person thinks the commissioner is corrupt or the commissioner is a liar or the commissioner is lying. All that means is they just, on their perception of the matter is a certain way. But if you say this is political, if you believe this is political, then you are also saying, a force of logic, the commissioner of police is lying. And that would be for you a huge, huge issue in life. That at the head of the one force that is capable of exercising legitimate coercive power of carrying weaponry for the cause of enforcing the law, it is headed by a person willing to publicly lie to you about his actions. Anytime a leader in the public sphere is in a position of trust and they lie, they have relinquished the right to lead in that office of trust. Any leader who holds a public office, which is an office of trust, if they lie, they have relinquished their right to hold that office. I'll tell you, I told you all before, there was a union leader who came to protest when I was at the Ministry of Education. It was the president of the teachers union who had heard that the government was considering extending the school hours to 5 o'clock. He and his membership took to the streets, marched to the Ministry of Education, demanded to see me. I went outside and I met with the union leader and I said to him that what you are alleging is untrue. There is no consideration to extend the school hours by this administration at all. And then I went back inside. He continued to demonstrate. In other words, didn't believe me. And then called for a meeting with me. I was called by the Prime Minister and I told him what had happened. And I told him that the president was seeking a meeting with me. He says, you should give him no such meeting. I said, why? He said, because as the minister, you are a holder of an office of public trust. And if he is unable to take your word, he is saying that you are a liar. If you are therefore a liar, why would sitting with you make a difference to him about what you say? Sounded perfectly reasonable to me, and I had no such meeting, and eventually the matter died. So those of you who believe that this is political, it doesn't matter whether you think Zhivago is right or wrong, because Zhivago really ain't saying nothing about what is right or wrong or not. What you have to decide is whether your commissioner of police is a liar or not. That's what's before you. All this other talk, and then nonsense talk. Decide whether your commissioner of police is a liar. He says he don't take instructions from politicians. And he says there's nothing political about this. Either you believe him or you don't believe him. That's the bottom line. He's the holder of the office. He's the one who has to charge anybody before, he's the one who has to charge anybody and take them before the court or press for them to be charged. He's the one. Either you believe him or you don't believe him. Get up in the public sphere and tell a bold-faced lie. I don't take instructions from politicians, and there's nothing political about it. We get all excited. I listen to Mr. Omar Smith, and he's all excited. It seems like only those who are critical are supportive of the FNM, and those who are otherwise support their actions. How is that even a mystery? In what kingdom would FNMs not in the majority, not support their party in government? And in what kingdom would DNA supporters not support their DNA membership, their leadership team? Or given that what their leadership is alleging is against the government of the Bahamas, what PLP in the majority would not be in support of that? I mean, come on, folk. Juan McCartney on his show said something that I think warrants repeating. Juan McCartney said, he said that we have to begin to speak to people like they are intelligent souls. We are dumbing down the dialogue of this country. Whether we intentionally do it or not, we have got to take greater effort to believe that while there are a lot of people in this country who are ill-informed, unaware, don't care, ain't following, and just outright just doing they do, there are a whole lot of people too who are open, whose minds are not trapped by any naked partisanship, that they are unprepared to think through the things they see and hear and read. So that's the issue. Now, so I said, at once, everyone should be comforted by the commissioner's statement, I don't take instructions from politicians. Commissioner, sir, thank you. And I pray and trust, I really do, that this value which you espouse carries you through your tenure in office, sir, because it's an important value. A commissioner of police, in many, many instances, should not take instructions from politicians. Why do I say many, many instances? So that's the first thing. We should get comforted by what the commissioner says, but I want to check a little bit what the commissioner said. The laws of the Bahamas give the commissioner his charge. In respect of the laws of the Bahamas, the commissioner owes deference to no one, saving and except the public prosecutor, who is an independent creature, who might, in the course of a commissioner saying, I want you to charge this person, look at the evidence provided by the commissioner and his officers and say, no, I don't think we should proceed with that. That's a lawful matter. That's a legal matter. So, and the independent public prosecutor is not a politician, so the commissioner is like, right, he's not taking instructions then from any politician. Okay? So when it comes to the law and what the commissioner's duty is, what the commissioner's responsibility is, the commissioner owes deference to no politician, no prime minister, no cabinet minister, no member of parliament, no senator. But, commissioner, here is what is true. Here's what is true. There's a space in the security of the country that isn't altogether governed by specific law. And that space is called national security. Okay? And in that space, a minister who is a politician, the Minister of National Security is an example, who wishes to promote a particular public policy is to instruct the commissioner in the direction of that public policy. That's why there is a cabinet minister. The cabinet minister is the political directorate of the Ministry of National Security, under which the Royal Bahamas Police Force, hence the commissioner, falls. So let me give an example of that. It may be in the government's view that we need greater police presence in a particular island. The government can instruct the political commissioner toward that end. The commissioner might even think, Minister, I don't think that is appropriate. I don't think it's necessary. This is not a question of right or wrong. This isn't against the law or in the law. This is about what is the public policy direction of the government. And can say, I would like to increase police presence in that area. I would like to provide security for this arm of the judiciary in greater numbers. A minister, a government can instruct the commissioner that way. Can do so. But now, this is not a, in quote, politician doing it. This is the political directorate operating within the parameters of the public policy mandate that they have, that's given to them by the people of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, saying to the Commissioner of Police, who is responsible for exacting those policies in the matter of the police, to do so. So there is a space in which the commissioner can be instructed, as can the Commodore of the Defense Force, but not in the matters that are enshrined in law that are the charge of the commissioner. And I think that this is an important hour. So for instance, no politician could say to the commissioner, go arrest the DNA leadership. Can't do that. Go hold them in custody, can't do that. No politician could do that. I mean, you could do that and the commissioner could just ignore you and tell you, man, please go. What you can do if the commissioner? First of all, the commissioner is under contract, right? As at least 10-year tenure, I think it is still, right? There's always debate about whether he should keep doing that or not do it. So if the commissioner says, sir, with greatest respect, I will not do that. That is ultra vires the law. I shall not do that. What is a politician to do? What do you do? He coming to you, the public, and tell, I said to them to go and arrest the DNA and the commissioner one day. What do you do? You can go to parliament and say, I can pass a law to make the commissioner go and arrest the DNA. Let me tell you something. Ain't nothing more powerful than a man who understands the lawful authority they have in office. Nothing more powerful than that, because once they are operating within their authority as prescribed by law, you cannot touch them with a 30-foot pole. That's why some people get frustrated with some of the people they appoint. Because you appoint them, but you can't unappoint them. Like you can't just yank the central bank governor after you and give him or her an appointment. I don't care how frustrated you are with them. You're listening to Z Live. Andrew Bagulang, your host. I do not take instructions from politicians. We'll be back after this break.
I'm not afraid to take a stand. Everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storms.
Off the Record with Chirago Lang is brought to you in part by Cable Bahamas, Royal Star Assurance, Burger King, and Royal Fidelity.
It's back, baby, and so is NBA League Pass, only with Rev Trio. Sign up for Rev Trio today and enjoy NBA League Pass absolutely free, along with incredible prizes, including a brand new 50-inch smart TV, NBA gear, and more. With tons of prizes and gear, signing up for Trio is the best on- and off-court move this year. Just call 601-8992 or visit www.rev.bs/promotions/trio. Sign up for Rev Trio today and enjoy NBA League Pass absolutely free.
Do you have paper investments like stocks, bonds, or mutual funds, but are unsure if you're reaching your highest earning potential? Get your investment portfolio assessed by an experienced RF investment specialist. You'll get expert investment guidance at absolutely no cost, even if you're not an RF client. Plus, find out how you can take advantage of some of the best performing mutual funds in the market. What are you waiting for? Claim your free confidential portfolio analysis today by emailing invest@rfmeet.com. RF. Money at work.
Hello, my name is Dr. Dane Bo, orthopedic surgeon and currently chairman of the Bahamas Medical Council. Here are the facts about the AstraZeneca vaccine. Tens of thousands of people participated in the stage 3 clinical trials, and there were no instances of serious illness or death attributed to the vaccine. That safety record has held steady as the vaccine has been rolled out to millions of people around the world. The AstraZeneca vaccine is cost-effective to purchase, and since it does not require ultra-cold storage like other popular vaccines, it is easier to ship and store, making it a popular choice for many countries around the world, including the Bahamas. It is projected that over 200 million doses of the AstraZeneca vaccine will be produced per month as production ramps up to save even more lives, establishing it as one of the leading COVID-19 vaccines. To learn more about the COVID-19 vaccines, kindly visit us at opm.gov.bs/vaccine.
I'm not afraid to take a stand. Everybody, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm, send you know.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Chivago Lang, your host. Again, so glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon. If you want to call, please feel free to do so on 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4247-96. That's 424-7796. Or you can WhatsApp me on 439-4343. This text says, I do believe the commissioner of police. Can clarity be brought to why the DNA protest warrant investigation after 3 weeks of the activity? Well, the commissioner spoke to that. He spoke to it, so no need for clarity other than the commissioner was asked about it. He was asked about that and said, if I can find it for you, I'll read what he said. Hmm. Well, I do recall the commissioner. I can't find the quote exactly right now. But the commissioner says essentially he has a year to investigate anything. Right? He says he has. Yeah, he says he has to do and conduct his investigations. And so, you know, that's what he said. This text says, good afternoon. When the commissioner of police said he doesn't see colors, in my opinion, he wasn't being honest, because if that was true, he would have locked up Dr. Minnis and other FNMs for campaigning recently with crowds. I'm not certain of the procedure as it relates to a commissioner of police being appointed, but if they were appointed independent of a party, I would believe him. Well, I think that statement is a little bit being overly simplistic, quite frankly. But you've said it. You don't believe him. So there you go. I want you all to know, though. Anyway, let me don't go there. You said that Minnis. Why only Minnis? The PLP had events too with crowds. Why did you not say PLP? Ask yourself that question. Just ask yourself the question. All right, we have some other text here. See if I can get to them. Says, good afternoon, sir. It is great to know that you and Mr. Says were able to sit down and discuss continuing the plans, programs that you had initiated and foreshadowed after your loss. No, I didn't say we were sitting down to discuss continuing the plans. We talked about what I did and so forth and so forth. I talked to him about the community center and what was established in this area. And in fact, that was not continued, as far as I'm aware. But we talked about what was done so he could be aware. This shows political maturity and the continued betterment of the constituency. I wish more of our politicians on all sides would demonstrate this true act of good governance. Good afternoon, sir. It is my personal belief that officers like the Commissioner of Police, AG, and Commandant of the Defense Force should be elected by their peers. This would truly enhance transparency and trust with regards to blaming population. Think so? So if you get elected by your peers, you think that that enhances transparency, and you don't think that having been elected by your peers might then mean your peers who belong to the community are also FNMs and PLPs also would not and could not galvanize around their thoughts about your politics and elect that way. I think that's overly simplistic again, but you know, it's your thought. And so can't blame you for that. So I was listening. I thought that Omar Smith's discussion with Juan McCartney was quite illuminating. Actually, I thought quite illuminating. I thought Juan did an excellent job trying to stay on the point of what it is that the DNA did on that day. According to Omar Smith, it was a spontaneous decision based on what people were saying to them. Now, you are giving out flyers at corners, and you're giving out flyers to people in cars. You can't really have extensive conversations with people on the road in cars while you're giving out flyers. I've been there, done that. You could get a quick word in, and before you know it, somebody blowing, you got to go to the light change, etc. But based on what people were saying, they spontaneously decided to, in a group, which I saw, walk to down the street, shouting, ring the bell, and so forth. Walk down the public street. Now, here is where the matter gets tricky. Mr. Smith says, there's nowhere in the Constitution that says you have to get a permit to exercise your right of assembly. First of all, people, let's understand something. The Constitution is the penultimate law of the country, but it's not the only law of the country, okay? Let's start with that basic lesson. That not everything in law in the country is enshrined, okay? The Constitution has a set of provisions that provides for fundamental rights. But none of those rights are absolute. None of them. No right in the Constitution is absolute. You have the right of free expression in the Constitution, but you do not have the right to say libelous things or defamatory things to about people. You do not. You do not have the right to lie in a court of law. Okay, so every law that governs us is not in the Constitution. It provides the overarching civil rights and human rights to some degree that we have. But for instance, where in the Constitution does it say you have to wear a seatbelt? Now, you know a seatbelt restrains you, right? So someone might say, well, you are limiting my freedom, making me wear a seatbelt. But where's in the Constitution says you have to wear a seatbelt? Where is it in the Constitution that says you have to declare whether you are carrying $10,000 or more overseas, as is required by the laws of the country now under the Bahamas Customs? Where in the Constitution is that? It's nowhere, but you got to do it. Why? Because what the Constitution says is this: Parliament can make any law. Listen to your own Constitution. Parliament can make any law, saving a law that contradicts the Constitution. So here's what happens. Parliament made a law called the Penal Code. In the Penal Code, it doesn't prevent you from exercising your right to protest or assembly. What it says is how you should do so. Okay, so what it says is, please exercise your right. But in order to safeguard the rights of others and to safeguard the national security of the state, I require you in the exercise of that right to first get permission from the chief enforcer of the laws of the country, the commissioner of police, to go and exercise the right. See, what the commissioner can't do is, the commissioner cannot deny you that permit unless it is a view that you are going to abridge the country or a threat or put at risk others or violate the rights of others. And even if the commissioner denies you that permit, you can go to the courts and say to the courts, listen, the commissioner is seeking to deny my fundamental right under the Constitution. And the Constitution says the courts can take up the matter. And then if the court says, no, the commissioner has to give you that permit, the commissioner has to give you that permit. So y'all don't get mixed up. I'm gonna mix up but the Constitution says, and I don't see this in the Constitution. Man, stop that. Stop that. We have thousands of laws in this country, and the Constitution does not speak to all of those things. All kinds of law in the Constitution, it says that a foreigner has to go to the immigration board in order to get a permit to reside in the Bahamas. Where that is in the Constitution? Where in the Constitution does it say that a Bahamian has to go and register desire to marry to the Registrar General M? Where does it say you have to have a minister, a man to marry you? Where does it say that in the Constitution? Isn't your associating with the person you're going to marry a right of association? Don't you have that right? You do. But if you want to get married under law in the Bahamas, you better go follow the laws of the Bahamas, the marriage laws of the Bahamas. Come on, man. Y'all stop. I'm only joking, man. I understand your passion. I really do, honestly, I understand. And it is a beautiful thing that you are passionate about wanting to be able to exercise your rights, et cetera. It's a beautiful thing. But all rights have exception clauses attached to them, almost all. Okay, even the right to life. Your life can be taken from you if you are duly adjudged by a court of law in the Bahamas as having offended the laws of the Bahamas, and the laws require or allow for you to be executed. So there are exceptions to every right. We just have to know and try to be clear on what those exceptions are. Where we're not, there's a court that is able to provide some guidance in that regard. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We're going to take a break for news. When we come back, we continue our discussions. We'll be back after this news break.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand. Take a stand.
Is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Say aloha to something delicious from Burger King Nassau. Introducing the all-new Hawaiian Whopper and Hawaiian Crispy Chicken Sandwiches. Enjoy the classic flame-grilled Whopper or our crispy chicken breast topped with ham, pineapple, smoky barbecue sauce, cheese, and all the fixins. Grab it with both hands and savor the tropical flavor. Whether you choose chicken or flame-grilled beef, you're gonna love it. The Hawaiian Whopper and Hawaiian Chicken Sandwiches are all-new and only at Burger King Nassau, where taste is king.
Always on the go? Missed the show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
So, Gianna, how often have you been flossing? Well, you know that's not enough. And are you still working over at the daycare? Okay. How's Franklin? Haven't seen him at the club. I see. How are your boys doing? Okay. Sounds good. Now you just tell me if this hurts. Oh, boy. That's a doozy. Did I ever tell you about the shark I found in my pool?
With 99% of medical claims paid in under 5 days, we're like a dentist that doesn't try to talk to you with your mouth full.
Sounds good.
CG Atlantic. Insurance, health, pensions, life. Good like that. Atlantic Medical Insurance Limited, trading as CG Atlantic Medical and Life. Security and General Insurance Company Limited, trading as CG Atlantic General. Coral Isle Pension Services, Bahamas Limited, trading as CG Atlantic Pensions. And Nassau Insurance Brokers and Agents Limited, trading as CG Atlantic Agents.
Jackie's a hard worker with a steady income, but she has a personal loan and multiple credit cards to pay off. To keep her account current, Jackie opted for a loan from Fidelity Bank to consolidate her debt into on a built-in savings account. Be like Jackie. Call 356-7764 to book a complimentary financial coaching session. Fidelity also offers virtual assistance. Fidelity, we're good for you.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Nassau, Bahamas.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand. Take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand. Come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm, let me know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been down the same road.
Ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon, where we have been talking about the Commissioner of Police's, what I think is a wonderful declaration by the Commissioner that, you know, you don't follow, you don't take instructions from politicians. Incidentally, he also said that there was nothing political about the DNA matter. Someone had asked me why it took 3 weeks. And here's what the commissioner said. When asked why it took police 3 weeks to interview the DNA members, Roll, the commissioner replied, and quote, "I have a year I'm saying Parliament was still meeting, and I didn't wish to interfere with that. So that's really all that there is to it. Okay? I'm not entirely sure why partners carrying out investigations or seeking to call in or to bring for himself those who were doing what he was now discussing with them to do. I'm not sure what Parliament being in session. And at the time they were in Parliament, he didn't want to make any arrest then to create that disruption. Maybe that's what he's saying, but I'm not entirely sure. If you want to give us a call, the numbers to do so are as follows: 323-6232, that's 323-6232, or 325-4316, 325-4316, or 325-4259, 325-4259. You can text me on 422-4796, that's 422-4796, or WhatsApp me on 439-3043, that's 439-3043. We've got some text here. Let me take. I know we had a caller just before I went to the break. I'm sorry. If you want to give us a call back, please do so. Producer, if the call is back, let me know. I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to not take the call. This text says, wow, it's a lot of text. Let me see if I can get to the top of it. Wow. You're really excited about this issue today. Texas, Mr. Langer, believe the commissioner, because the DNA has said that they have $100,000 to spend on a general election. They have not proven that they can consistently book airtime on the talk shows. Why would the FNM ever give them free publicity while at the same time making them an apparent victim? Commissioner did this on his own, okay? This says, not saying he is a liar, but the fact that the police force is a very politicized entity and politicians have been known to lie. Well, it does. All of that, what you just said, amounts to absolutely nothing. It amounts to your saying he's a liar, because what is that issue? It's not what happened in the past, what happened in the future, what will happen in the future. It's what he said today. Do you believe the commissioner today when he says, I don't take instructions from politicians, and there's nothing political about it? So all of this other stuff really is just you're trying to justify a belief you have. You believe he's lying. So you have to believe that. Otherwise, you say, no, well, I believe him. No, I don't believe him. This text says, they also said they didn't know about the campaigning. All right. It says, Professor Lang, I respectfully disagree with you. The police already stated that they asked them to come in. The DNA decided to come with their people and live stream it to make it spectacle. This was well organized. So what do you disagree with me with? Please let me know. I really don't understand. This text says, good afternoon, Mr. Lang. Do you think that the prison officers will be arrested for protesting? That's a good question. I don't know. Did the prison officers have a permit to protest? I don't know. That's a good question. It's text says, hi, Shivago. If the commissioner doesn't do as he is told, can he not be removed by the PM? No, he cannot. PM cannot just remove him. Y'all ever noticed that in the last several commissioners that left before their tenures were up, that they ended up in London as high commissioners? You know why that is? A way for them to demit office. If you wanted to fire them, you just fire them, but you couldn't. So you had to negotiate with them so that they could resign. And then, you know, they took up that post in the High Commissioner's post and so forth and so forth. So you did it in a manner that didn't abridge or offend the dignity of the commissioners, but allowed you to have someone there or replace the person with someone you had more confidence in. So no, you can't, the PM can't just fire the police commissioner. You cannot. Let me say it again. He cannot. It ain't even politically sensible to do so. This text says, some people cower behind the condemnation of others because of their partisan positions. Meanwhile, they expose themselves because they are the same ones whose position is aligned with who they support. F and M for me, baby. There you go. Listen to me. It is really immature. It's immature. Let me say this. I want to say this. I have promised myself that I am going to try to speak things that advance this country and that help us along. If I have this platform, that's what I'm going to use it for. So let me say a couple of things here. Let me just make sure that I call it in God back, because I want them to be able to get in if they want to. Let me say a couple of things here.
Hello?
Hello? Yes, caller. Go right ahead, caller.
Oh, Mr. Liger, finally, my brother. Mr. Liger,
forgive me. I saw it late, yeah. Just as we were going to the break. But forgive me. Please, go right ahead.
Mr. Liger, you know, in regard to that earlier scenario where you said if somebody got arrested, you know, I referenced a former COP, Mr. Ellison Grainsvade, when he was asked about the criminal element in the Bahamas.
Yes, go ahead. Hello? Okay, I'm lost. I lost him. I'm not sure what's going on.
Please hang up and.
I'm sorry. You can call back if you can. I don't know what happened. I really don't. The call dropped. Let me say this. This person said, "F and M for me, baby." Listen, man. I would dread the day, when you couldn't say that without fear of attack, without fear of reprisal by anyone in politics or out of politics. You hear me? If you want to be a PLP, be proud of it. Stand up and say, I am PLP. I support the PLP. I support the DNA. I support the F&M. I support none of them. And I pray God, you listen to me. I want your politicians, listen to me, in office and out of office. I pray that you will envy, hate, or hurt anyone for doing so. It is absolutely stupid. Let me say it again in case you all thought I was using the word accidentally. It is absolutely stupid that you could be F&M, Prime Minister, Minister, MP, or Senator, PLP, Prime Minister, Minister, Senator, or MP, and then get mad with me because I'm other than you. It is absolutely stupid. If I used to curse, I would have used a different word. This is a democracy. And some of y'all who call these talk shows hating on Anton, hating on Warren, or hating on anybody for whatever their politics is, you are being unsensible. Nonsensible, sorry. It's nonsense. The one great virtue that exists in a democracy is freedom. You're talking about constitutional rights? To associate with the F&M, the PLP, the DNA, or anybody else, is a beautiful right that should be unfettered, should be unchallenged, should never, ever be intimidated. You should never be denied a PLP, F&M, DNA. You should never be denied anything in this country because you are anything. I have been there in this country. I have lost contracts because I was an F&M under a PLP regime. And I have lost opportunities because I was not the supporter of a particular somebody under an F&M regime. It should never happen in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas to anyone. You want to be F&M? You want to be PLP? Please, carry right on. God bless you. You want to be DNA? Carry right on. We have a call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Yes, good afternoon, Mr. Lang.
Good afternoon, sir.
Yeah, I pray today that we are not treated differently based on which party we support, because the reality is we are treated differently based on that
movie support. Because I, too, have been in that position where I've had opportunities or doors closed in my face because of the party that I support, which is the DNA.
My friend, listen to me 1 minute. Let me tell you, I agree with you. It is true. We are treated differently sometimes because of our politics.
Yes.
Hello? Yeah.
But I was listening to Mrs. Komolafi this morning when she was on Aaron Green's show, and she said it was kind of interesting that the commissioner called her a day after she appeared with the prison officers while she was in front of the National Security Building. Mm-hmm. And I think that was interesting to me also, but after 3 weeks of them being downtown, of the incident that happened downtown, why wait till they show up in front of the National Security Building that you call them in?
And that's a legitimate question. You know, I have no difficulty with that question. I have no difficulty with questioner does his job. I'm really not even questioning whether the DNA was right or wrong or not. What I said, though, is if a public officer tells you that something is the case, you then have to decide whether you believe that public officer or not.
Right. But citing someone, when you texted me or callers may have said, well, maybe we should see the prison officers, the taxi drivers. There was also the doctors who walked out of the hospital and went downtown to protest. The nurses did the same thing. I mean, all those persons should be in the same shoes, I think.
I agree with you 100%.
Because when Ms. Komolafi and her crew said they were arrested, they told them because they violated the policy of not of gathering without permission.
Protesting.
So the other part that we hear now about them storming Parliament, that sounds like they adding something else to make it seem more plausible for their actions in trying to charge them.
Well, let me say this to you before you go on, sir. Mm-hmm. If you charge Parliament and you don't get arrested on that day, something wrong with you.
But especially considering all those police around there, right?
There's no question about that. You charge the Parliament. Do you know that you could get arrested? When I was a member of Parliament, if you stopped me from going to the House of Assembly when it was sitting, do you know that you could be arrested?
Yeah, I know that. Yes.
Okay,
I know.
Good.
and when you don't follow lawful orders of the police officer, you can also get arrested.
Absolutely. So if you storm in Parliament.
Yeah, this 3 weeks thing is why I guess a lot of people are questioning the reasoning for it. But I accept that.
We have another call on the line. Go ahead, caller, we're listening to you. Hi, do we have another call on the line? Okay. Yeah, I agree. I think the caller made some good points about with some good questions about things. And these are the things that should be put to the commissioner and that the commissioner should be obliged to answer as the principal law enforcement officer in the country. And so I don't disagree with the questioning of those matters at all. I do note on the one issue of whether this is political, because at the end of the day, if it's political as in political discrimination, it's pointing to the prime minister and his colleagues, and then it is accusing the commissioner of being able to be used in a way that is utterly dangerous in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, utterly dangerous, right? And so the question of whether you believe the commissioner when he says what he says is a very fundamental question that goes to the heart of what kind of country, right? Yes, plenty more text here. Let me see if I can get to them. I don't have another call on the line, right? Lord, I've never seen this much text in a long time. This text says this text says the speculations about the government's involvement in Komolafi's situation makes absolutely no sense. She is not a political threat, despite the commissioner saying so, and many believe what they believe is telling about our distrust. Yeah, I agree with that. I don't know about not being a threat, even though I as I've indicated, I don't think I believe I think the probability of a DNA winning the government is really, really, really low. And that's based on the history. That doesn't mean it can't happen. Something that's improbable is possible. Just improbable. This text says the DNA did not go to the house with the intent to get their message across, and the police responded to their actions. This has nothing to do with the FNM or Hubert Minnis. It's all political mischief. Yeah, could be. We have a caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We listen.
Good afternoon, Mr. Lang. I guess if you live long enough, you see different things. I guess the law changed since 84. I remember y'all, the FNMs used to block Bay Street. Janet Bostwick lay all over the streets. They didn't allow it.
Yeah.
And see, I said, they blocked Bay Street. Even don't talk of the Queen here. They blocked the bridge.
Yeah, but the law didn't have to change. The way you enforce the law, people could change.
But allow freedom. But if I was on the radio, laugh at Kendall Audits, he can't lay on the street. He's upper class. He should spread a carpet down to get the lay down. I'm on a rally. But they laugh at him.
So let me ask you a question. We are in 2021. What do you want to happen now?
What do you want our liberties unrestricted? If you do it, don't take 3 weeks. Arrest me and then let me go and then warn me and then intimidate me. If you don't behave, I can arrest you. See, that's intimidating tactics he did. Listen. Paul Rudd, he's not political. Who removed 6 minutes over Paul Rudd to put him there? Kate Fernandez say Paul Rudd gave him a letter, go to the Ministry of Health. He went there. PS say, who sent you to me? That ain't this ain't political. This ain't political.
All right,
how Paul Rudd
well, no, my brother, my brother,
home like a child over Paul Rudd.
Okay. All right, sir. You can make whatever judgment you make. I leave it to you. Okay. I don't know what is political or not political. I ask you a question. You either believe the man or you don't believe the man. Obviously, based on your comments, you don't believe the man. All right. Thank you very much. We have another call on the line.
No,
not
here.
No.
Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. I can hear you.
Okay. What I'm saying here, right? I listen to the chairman. Turn that off.
Yes, ma'am.
I listened to the chairman on Warren McCarthy's show this morning, right? And based on what he was saying, okay?
Yeah.
You either right or you wrong, okay? It's either black or it's white.
Well, sometimes it's not quite.
It's never. I don't go with in the middle, okay?
But let me tell you. I hope if I ever go to court, I don't go before you as a judge, because that's one of the reasons why every murder in first degree, sometimes it's second degree and third degree, because there are circumstances that mitigate.
Nobody, Mr. Lang, right? Understand why I say that, right?
Okay, I got you.
He is saying if the perception was in his mind that their intention was not to go downtown and hold a protest, right?
Okay. Yes, right.
Now, that's the procession in his mind. But what his action shown something different, okay?
Let's say,
pardon me?
I said okay.
Okay, let's say now, right? They were allowed to get away with going downtown and whatever it is that he claims that he was doing, okay?
Right.
And get away. Either he would have done it again, or someone else seeing him doing it would have been able to feel like they could get away with it. Okay?
Okay. Yes,
now,
ma'am.
Pardon me?
I know. I'm listening to you.
Me
I
off
said,
again?
Yes, ma'am. No.
Now, the DNA, right? To say that was political, to me, it is nonsense. And I totally agree when you say that they are no threat. Okay? And this ain't coming from no PLP, FNN, or wannabe DNA. Because everything you say in this country, you either on one party or the other. Okay? This coming from a Bahamian who look at what they did. And I saw it on Facebook, right? But I feel like they have a right to contest, right? Or whatever. But a right without doing what they did without permission or without permit, in my book, that was wrong. Okay?
Okay.
And you can't say you won't be the leader or be the next government of this country, and you can't see where you do something wrong to admit to say that maybe we went about it the wrong way, or maybe we shouldn't have gone in the front of Parliament saying Menace got to go ring the bell and all. What is that if that's not a contest? That is. Right then, that's telling me, like, you stand there peacefully and whatever you went there for, everyone know what your intention was. You end up there and you feel like you could have got away with it without the permission. Okay? And that is wrong. Whether you admit it or not, I think they was wrong. And get out of your mind political, because if that was political, that would say the government feel like there's a threat. They are a threat to nobody. Lincoln and his crew, I feel like it's more threat in this country now. We're making more waves than the DNA. And that's my opinion.
Okay. I thank you. Appreciate you calling. A protest is any action taken to draw attention to a cause. A demonstration is, or a protest is, you take action against a cause, right? A demonstration is you take action to draw attention to a cause. So if you assemble in a group in uniform with placards and you are shouting aloud, what are you seeking to do? Get attention. To do what? To call attention. To what cause? Ring the bell. Ring the bell. These emergency orders are no good. I leave you to judge. This text says, good afternoon, Mr. Lang. Indeed, there's so much talk to talk about. So I'll deal with this one. It is clear that the Bahamas is gearing up for the nation's national political lottery. Even though some of us say we don't gamble, yet many of us participate in this one though. Candidates pay $400 and we the voters use our ballots. But at the end of the day, no matter which party wins, it is the Bahamas that truly wins. Okay. Some people may differ with you. This text says, define how you are using the word political or how you think the commissioner of police is using the word political. There is more politics than FNM and PLP. Gender and general power are all political. With that said, it is difficult to accept that based on the timing of the arrests and the reason why they were allegedly questioned for, that it is not a political action to establish authority. Well, I could take that broad discussion, but but you're missing my fundamental point. And my fundamental point is either you believe the commissioner or you don't believe the commissioner. You say define political. The commissioner defined it. The commissioner said, I take instructions from no politician. What you think he meant? You think he meant some gender politician? Huh? You think he meant some ethnic politician? He said, I take instructions from no politician. It was not political. So if you take the matter in context, which is what we are required to do when we are trying to be reasonable human beings, he was saying, it ain't political in that I took no instructions from politicians to do what I did. I don't have to be cute about that. This text says, Shivago, you all need to stop bidding for the FNM. Okay. Highlight all the problems. You are delusional and disingenuous. If you believe the COP does not take instructions from politicians, why did the COP take so long to prosecute? Why did the DNA get a call after standing with prison officers? Come on, man. I agree with you. Stop dumbing down the population. People can see through. All right. So here is how bias gets you to say something that might at first sound sensible, but is actually, in fact, very dumb. Okay, very dumb. First of all, you are so caught up in your own partisanship that you didn't hear my question. Did I say that the commissioner was not political? I want somebody to, when the show is done, go over the show over and over again, and please find out where Shivago Lang said the commissioner acted politically or did not act politically. Where Shivago Lang said, I believe the commissioner when he says he's not political or did not. I want you to find that on the repeat of this show. See, this is what happens when you are incapable of taking your own bias and putting it down so that you can see clearly. Because now, because you have no real argument, you want to point to me to try and make me your argument. It is the lowest form of argumentation, brother or sister. I simply said, when the commissioner says that I take instructions from nobody, we should all take comfort in that. And then I said, but to be honest, there are occasions under which the commissioner can take instructions. And then I said, the question is, when the commissioner says that, do you believe the commissioner? What you should have answered and said is, no, I don't believe him. And here's why. But no, in your fragile little ego that is scared to have somebody challenge your partisan view, you need me to be the issue. Please carry on. This text says, good afternoon, Shivago. I agree with you. See, some of these callers who call the show complaining about Antoine and Dave and acting like they ain't partisan, only fooling themselves, like just like the text that I just read. This text says, you don't need the PM to directly tell you put on a red shirt on Thursday. It doesn't make your action less political. There's inability to serve. His inability to serve the law to impartially to police who have big funeral or to big F&M wedding or PLB party last week on Blue Hill Road, but able to do it to a fringe party is itself a political action. I can't argue with you. That's your argument. That's perfectly fine. That's your argument. This text says, good, Mr. Lang. Can you please answer my call? I'm trying to call in. Okay, producer, somebody's trying to call in. Maybe I already got them. Do we have a call on the line? Let me make sure. Please, caller, go ahead. Go ahead. See, the problem is I'm in between screens. Go ahead, caller.
Hello.
Hi, yes, I'm listening to you.
Hey, good day. How you doing, Vargo?
I'm okay, and yourself?
Okay. Vargo, I want to ask, first of all, I know who appoints the commissioner of police, and from what I understand, it's the Minister of Defense, right?
No. Ultimately, the commissioner is not by the Prime Minister.
Okay. There's a police nominated by the Prime Minister. Who could recall the commissioner? Only the Prime Minister.
The commissioner can't be recalled. The commissioner could be fired for cause. Like if he violates the law, if he does something unethical or something of that nature, he can be removed for cause.
When they move Farquharson or whatever, I don't know if they did something wrong, but I thought
this is why I actually listen carefully. Uh-huh. Farquharson wasn't removed. Uh-huh. They negotiated with him his demitting office, and he took up a new post in London.
Okay, I understand. I was just saying, Chirago, if it could be a reason why, say, if the Prime Minister or the Minister of Defense or whoever decides that, hey, this commission is not doing an adequate enough job for us, and we're getting too much flack from it, if we could recall him, like,
I don't want you to use words that aren't.
Okay.
There's no recall. There is you. If his tenure is not up, you will have to negotiate with him for him to demit office.
Okay, I got you. And then
that's the only way.
I got you on that, Tobago. And then too, I feel like how you mentioned earlier. I felt like the DNA was pretty much dead in the water, and this brings them back to life, which I feel like it actually splits the swing vote for the PLP, because normally, for whatever reason, the people are, once they're tired of the government, they're ready to switch back to the next one. But in this event,
I agree with you.
Yeah, so now you have like a swing voter who would say, you know what, let me try the DNA or whatever, and that give the F&M a fighting chance to stay inside. So I don't really see them, going this route. If they did, they didn't think about it.
I agree with you. I think that's a very sensible observation.
I quite agree with that.
Thank you for calling, man. I appreciate you. All right, we got a call on the line still? Do you have another call on the line? No? Okay. All right. So let me see if I can get back to some of your text says, hi, can other DNA candidates that were arrested get some political mileage as well? they better go say something. Tell them, go call these shows. Go in the press and say something. This text says, I don't believe the commissioner. After Komolafe appeared on the prison officers' protest, the commissioner suddenly finished his investigation. Ministers in the camp, he should indeed set an example. Davis also, I'm an FNM supporter, and I say Minister got to go. Okay, so I can't say nothing but that. That's your view. That's your view on it. That's you. You ain't attacking me. You expressing your view. Says, shouldn't Ms. be concerned that the commissioner did not see large Junkanoo crowds and FNM and PLP crowds, but he was only able to see the small DNA crowd? Isn't this just duplicitous? Shouldn't we citizens be concerned? Those are legitimate questions. No question about it. Legitimate question. Put it to him. So thank you, Mr. Lang. You have explained that the commissioner of police cannot, just because he feels like it, deny our constitutional right. That is all we were trying to say. Now, he has to have evidence. He has to have a reason to deny your right. No question about that. And if you feel he has done so without due consideration, without proportionality, then you can take it to court. This text says, I'm in Canada listening. Go easy on the DNA chairman. You can see he is not a litigator. He actually shouldn't be calling and talking to the media. Not because you are the chairman, it gives you the ability to speak. It definitely gives you the right, but just because you have the right doesn't mean you have the ability. Let the spokesperson speak, please. He can be properly represented. Wow, okay. This text says, I do not believe the commissioner of police. He did not appear believable to me. Okay, I won't argue against that, because you have a right to feel that way, and that's wonderful. It says, good day, both police leadership and politicians lie all the time. Boy, police and the politicians ain't none as good. Say the person. So yes, I believe the commissioner is being disingenuous. Thank you. Okay. Says, hi, Mr. Lang. I believe Marvin Deems directed the commission on everything. He wants to be minister and commissioner. Okay, here you go. Boy, commissioner, you ain't get too many votes. Too many votes for believability yet. This text says, your question is so simple, and yet people still get it wrong. You try and elevate the thought process and conversation. I don't get it. We ask, why is the DR? But, it isn't that people don't understand. You know, I understand what's going on in many instances. It's that people love who they love. They like who they like. They hate who they hate. They dislike who they dislike. And so we want if you're DNA, you to be right. You want them to succeed. And so I understand the passion for wanting that. And so when others are critical, that is going to offend you. As I understand that, the same thing for the FNM and the PLP. So I'm not understanding, but I have to say what I understand, do and what I believe, and if that offends you, sometimes offense comes. This text says, good afternoon, Mr. Lang. There's a difference between protesting and campaigning and trying to get into the House of Assembly. We have to stop following everything the U.S. does. What I heard on a show yesterday by MP was almost an encouragement for people to go out in numbers. That is wrong, and especially during this political season. After all, that has happened. Still happening. For some of us don't understand what is being said. The commission explicit, my family has been victimized many times from as far back as the 70s. Every time the party is in power, they did it to us. The DNA is no threat, so I don't think it was political, says that individual. This text says, don't you think the commissioner of police would do well to really get PR training? Isn't believability largely tied to one's ability to communicate? A lot of times, I believe commissioner or police, and he's talking about plural, not just one message, is lost in delivery many times. Also, his personality bleeds through and waters down his position as commissioner. We have seen it in the weak man's statement. We saw it in the statement of him not taking responsibility for the behavior of officers, and now this. Good PR would cure most of the commissioner's woes. That's a really sensible statement, actually. Says he is a good police, but a terrible public figure. The Office of Commissioner of Police is a public figure posting. He has to learn to function as such. Very, very, very thoughtful expression. Also, the excessive emotionally charged response from the minister does make it strange. I think so too. He may not have directed it, but his mercurial temperament, when asked about it, is just curious. Very sensible thought. You and I may not agree with him, but very sensible. Very sensible. Says, good afternoon, Mr. Lang. 3 weeks for the DNA leader investigation and 2 days for Miss Lanisha Roll investigation. Say, wow, wow, wow. Well, I can't mess with your listeners to Z-Live, but you're sharp. You know what, we can take our final break, and when we come back, we'll continue reading your text. I'm Trivago Lang, your host.
I'm not afraid to take a stand. Everybody, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather.
For the past 33 years, Great Commission Ministries has been defending the poor and hurting, feeding the hungry, and sheltering the homeless. We invite you to support our Live to Give program and make a difference in these challenging times. Become a donor by giving a one-time annual gift or a monthly donation of $50 or $100. Call Great Commission Ministries at 325-5801 for more details. Or visit our headquarters at 237 Wolf Road. Join Live to Give today. This public service announcement by this radio station.
Your health is important. Don't trust it with just anyone. Welcome to New Life Natural Vegetation Cell Food Limited. We stock an extensive range of health foods, alternative medicines, and organic produce with a wide variety of special dietary foods, herbal teas, and herbal medicines. New Life also carries natural, organic, and environmentally friendly soaps, body lotions, and other skincare products. Stop by our state-of-the-art alkaline deli and try our all-healthy and all-natural tasty choices. Our knowledgeable and friendly staff can answer any questions you may have. We offer on-site consultations on nutrition, diet, and healthy alternatives to disease and ailments. New Life cares about you and your health needs. We're located in the Independence Drive Business Park, East Street South, south of the Independence Roundabout. Visit our website at www.newlife1020.com. Let your food be your medicine.
Always on the go? Missed the show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere, on YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
Babe, you mashed the car?
I ain't mashed the car. The lady who run into me mashed the car.
I hope she had insurance.
If she had insurance, she hop out, pull out her phone, pull up the Royal Star Assurance app, and bang, she was on a video call with an RSA rep, sending pictures of her damage, my damage, filing a claim on the spot.
For real? Our insurance have that kind of app?
You gotta go to RSA for that.
Download the RSA app today or visit rsabahamas.com to submit your claim online. Live chat available weekdays 9 to 5.
Have an outstanding real property tax bill? Take advantage of our real property tax forgiveness program. Bring your account to zero and receive a 50% discount on your outstanding tax and surcharge past 180 days. Or get a payment plan. Make a 25% deposit on your outstanding tax. Receive a one to pay the difference within 36 months, interest-free. Contact the Department of Inland Revenue at 225-5778 or email us at rptforgive@bahamas.gov.ps. Offer ends May 31st.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
I'm not afraid to take a stand. Everybody, come take my hand.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. I'm Trivago Lang, your host. I'm so glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon. Listen, we got a race. We got a race. I got plenty to do, plenty doing, a short time to do it. And go ahead. We have a caller on the line. Go ahead, caller, listening to you. Do we still have the caller? All right. Sorry about that. I got to read this one for y'all. But y'all, some of y'all are too sharp. This says, question, Mr. Lang, if the DNA members were not charged and they are in essence in limbo in regards to a decision of the Commissioner of Police, is this not a type of intimidation on the Commissioner of Police part, behavior or else? Your thoughts, sir? I think it's a very legitimate question. So will it be another 3 weeks Commissioner of Police to come to a decision? I think that's a very good question. Why y'all are something else. I got to watch y'all. Y'all are some thinking folk. Okay, let me go. Let me get to these, see if I can read these ones before we have to head up. Says, man, y'all sending these too fast and furious, man. This one says, voting to me is an exercise in futility in this country. To see that a contract can be denied or taken from you, given you being a former parliamentarian, give me little faith in our elected officials. My question is it not true that both parties give sweetheart contracts like government rentals to their cronies, and can it ever be stopped? I'm doubtful that these things, I think that they can be greatly reduced by transparency laws and active, vigilant voters and citizens. This text says, hi, Mr. Lang, I'm going to find the law away in the law, a way to force you and Mr. Ingram back in government, but I must admit this government did some great work. Okay. This text says, so why didn't they lock up the prison officers? They are protesting. You are an FNM, so I don't expect nothing better from you. Go. Stupidity to reign. This text says, what do you think the DNA can do to be a legitimate threat in the near future? Because they're not at the moment. Well, you know, it takes time. It takes time. You know, don't forget, the FNM took 25 years to get in government. So they just have to, if they are serious, they stay committed, they stay at it. You know, things change, you know, so you never know. They have to, you know, do the necessary to be substantively viewed as the alternative, you know. It takes time, though. It takes time. This text says, Mr. Lang, the Commissioner of Police is only a man. He can lie as much as anyone else. You don't suddenly become a beacon of truth when you uniform up. Jeremiah says, the heart of man is black as the hinges are on Hell Gate. My paraphrase, but I'm not saying he can't lie. I never said that. I just said you have to decide whether you believe him or not. you all don't think, and I raised the question, right? I raised the question, you believe him or don't you believe in him? If you don't believe him, that's some serious import in not believing him, just as in believing him. This text says, Shivago, no smart, seeing person will confess to a crime. We watched Trump incite them people to go to Congress. Then what did he do? He made them try to prove it. Shivago, if the government change, and Braver has no confidence in Paul, roll his hands is tied. Well, I thought Trump could not fire James Comey, FBI director, because he had 10 years. Tenure on the job, well, one tweet, and he gone. But you don't have, they don't have to fire him. When the government didn't want a commissioner, we've seen that the government has been able to get the commissioner to the mid-office. So this text says, Mr. Lang, to the text of the DNA is a threat because they will take many FNM votes. They will surely get mine. I'm so disappointed in them. Okay, that must be facetious. This text says, Mr. Lang, we need to stop our situation of belief in our police force. When we are a political party, are brought to account for our behavior, then we condemn them and distrust them. But when our homes are broken into or our lives feel threatened, we call the same police for help. Make up your mind, people. Either you trust a hardworking police officer or you don't. DNA refuses to take responsibility for their action. It's very disappointing to me. Okie dokie. It says, good evening, Mr. Lang. 8 men were also arrested or asked to report to the police station. Can you try to explain the rationale that some very influential women are referencing by them suggesting that this is an attack on women? You got it, man. You raised the right question. So let me do this very quickly. I was listening to the Minister of Health who said that we are possibly going to achieve herd immunity by summer. Now, let me explain. To my understanding, herd immunity means you have 60% to 60% or more, even some say 70% or more of your population that is immune to the COVID virus. So for us, that means that 60 to 70% of 389,000. That's our population. Okay? Okay, so that's let me do something. Right now we have had about 8,800 people who had COVID. Let's double that to say it was really 17,600 people that had COVID. No, let's say 20,000 people had COVID. Okay, so we've more than doubled the numbers of people that had COVID. So let's say they are immune now because they have had COVID. And let's say we vaccine to this point, I'm told, about 2,000 people, but let's give it 5,000. So let's say we vaccine 5,000 people. So let's say we vaccine 5,000 people a month for the next 4 months. That'll take us to July. That means we'll vaccinate 20,000 people by July. So add the 20,000 people that are vaccinated to the 20,000 people that have been exposed to COVID, that's 40,000 people. Okay, as a percentage of 389,000 people, that's 40%. I mean, that's 10%, okay, as a percentage. Now, even if we say no, let's not say you have to achieve 60% of the whole 389,000. Let's say you have to achieve 60% of half that number, which is about 199,000 people. Well, that would be 20%. 20% is far from 67% by summer. You would have to do abundantly more. You'd have to almost triple your vaccination rate or your infection rate to get at herd immunity by summer. By my calculation, is it impossible? I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that I was trying to see the numbers and how would get you to herd immunity by summer. This is now just about April. So you got April, May, June, July. That's four. Summer starts in July. So that's 4 months. And as I said before, if we give 20,000 Bahamians have had COVID and they're all immune, and we say that, but that can't. We can't really confirm that. You add to that vaccinating. Let's vaccinate 70,000 people. So you got 70,000 plus your 40,000. That'll give you 110,000. With 110,000 people, that would mean that as a percentage of your population, that would be 28%. Again, 28% of your population. The only way you get to herd immunity in the definition of herd immunity is even if half your population, you would have to vaccinate 110,000 people and or have that many, have herd immunity through infection. You would have to have that be 110,000 of them be a percentage of half your population to get at 58% immunity by summer, herd immunity. So I'm just looking at the numbers, and it would be a challenge. It would be a challenge. But, you know, if we can get those vaccines in and get all those people to buy in, well, maybe we might have something. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm happy you were able to join us today. God bless you. Have a great evening. Nahaja Black is up next. You have been listening to Z Live. I'm Shababa Lang, your host. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.
Everybody, come take my hand. Come.